It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube at 5 in 10, thank you. Subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and then please, please stick around after the break to find out how to guarantee we never get canceled. Item number 5 today, Biden versus Texas. Federal appeals court issued an order late Tuesday that reinstates a hold blocking Texas from enforcing a new law that allows them to arrest people suspected of being in the state illegally. In other words, illegal aliens or illegal migrants. This decision came from a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, voting 2-1 to overturn a previous ruling made by another panel on the same court that granted an administrative stay of the law's implementation. The prior Fifth Circuit ruling temporarily halted an injunction from a federal district court judge in Austin who had blocked Texas from enforcing the law. The judge in Austin's justification or rationale was that such a law might pave the way for other states to start creating their own immigration legislation. I don't see how that follows necessarily, but certainly if people are in the country illegally, there should be some grounds for the state to enforce it, even if the federal government chooses not to, which is the whole problem here. Well, following the Tuesday night order, the Fifth Circuit was scheduled to hear arguments on whether to stay the preliminary injunction pending appeal. So this is before the courts. By the time this is out, a ruling may already have been made. But we're watching this very closely because Texas is sort of ground zero for the immigration law, although we're seeing similar things happening in Arizona and California with the border just being flooded and overrunning the ability of Customs and Border Protection to process people. And sadly, what they're doing is processing them and releasing them into the interior of the country rather than turning them back to Mexico. Now, complicating things, on Tuesday, Mexico's government declared it would not accept the return of illegal migrants from Texas under any circumstances. The question then is why they're allowing them into Mexico in the first place. It's a plan. It's a feature, not a bug. Topic number 4, the Boeing whistleblower. I've kind of held off talking about this story, waiting for more details to come in, but this is the gentleman who had basically revealed problems with quality control inside Boeing. Boeing has not been having a good year thus far with numerous reports of planes suffering mechanical issues. The whistleblower, John Barnett, who was found dead in his car at a hotel in South Carolina, had told a family friend not to believe it if he was found dead. In other words, that the ruling of suicide was not to be believed. 62-year-old John Barnett, according to the county coroner in Charleston County, South Carolina, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Again, he had told a family friend, if they find me dead, don't you believe it's suicide. Barnett had raised concerns about Boeing's production issues, having worked for the company for 32 years before leaving in 2017. According to his attorneys, Barnett had exposed very serious safety issues with Boeing's 787 Dreamliner and was retaliated against inside Boeing, faced a very hostile work environment. He was in the middle of a legal deposition against Boeing. And again, it turns out that Barnett had told a family friend, look, I'm not afraid, but if they find me dead, it's not suicide. His attorney said they had no indication that he was depressed or ready to exit this life. His attorneys say they're prepared to go ahead with the case in June anyway. Topic number 3. DEI. It really does mean D-I-E. Now we've got hard and fast proof. Modern medicine has known for years that there are genetic differences between people from different parts of the globe. People with lighter skin, people with darker skin. But beyond that, there are certain physiological differences that are important in medical care. Just as there are differences between the genders, but that's another story. One of those differences is that black people tend to have higher serum creatinine concentrations than white people, up to 6 times higher. What that means is what's normal for a black person may indicate end-stage renal failure, kidney failure in a white person. And you got to take that into account. Doctors use an estimated glomerular filtration rate, or EGFR, to determine how fast kidneys are removing excess creatinine from the body. Why is this important? Because kidney transplant lists have to take this into account and use that to prioritize who is in line to receive a kidney. Now, the EGFR included an ethnicity-based calculation to account for the difference in normal creatinine levels between black people and white people, so that really sick people are higher on the list to receive transplant organs than people who are less sick. Well, the wokies who've taken over the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, the American Society of Nephrology, the National Kidney Foundation, and the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network have come together and decided that all of this sciencey stuff that actually helps them determine who's really sick is actually institutional racism. So they eliminated the race-based constants from the EGFR scores. Now, according to a team of researchers publishing in a peer-reviewed journal, the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, the new formula will deem more than 10 million non-black patients to have either less severe chronic kidney disease or no disease at all, while deeming more than 1 million black patients to have more severe disease or to have disease for the first time. In other words, it makes black people look sicker and white people look more healthy. In other words, now a perfectly healthy black person may be prioritized higher on the transplant list than a really sick white person. And this is the new science. DEI must DIE before it kills us all. Topic number two, free speech in Scotland. Is it a thing anymore? I'm surprised, having some Scottish friends, that your government is going this woke. How is this happening? Police in Scotland are now being trained to target actors and comedians under new hate crime laws that will go into effect next month. This is according to the Herald. Training materials obtained by the Herald state that content deemed to be threatening and abusive under the hate crime law can be communicated through the public performance of a play. In other words, under First Minister Hamza Youssef's new law, any performer who misgenders trans people, jokes about race or religion, even criticizes migrants or migration policy, could be targeted, could be arrested, could be prosecuted under the new hate crime law. New law even says that those who forward or share material deemed offensive could be prosecuted. In other words, share a video clip of Ricky Gervais or Dave Chappelle, and the police in Scotland may come knocking. Coming up, get woke. No, go broke. I mean, we already know that, but get woke, get depressed. That's next. Also, details on our solidarity mission to Israel, straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people.
State lawmakers are now questioning how 70 foster kids can go missing.
They have convinced us in the West that children are a burden. Birth rates are below replacement levels just about everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere.
People would have to be utterly blind or insane not to recognize the current heartbreaking onslaught against our most vulnerable citizens, our children.
Children who have been thrown up against walls and locked in closets. Children who hide under their beds in fear and whose nightmares are real. Children who have been beaten with 2x4s, whipped with bicycle chains, and burned with cigarette butts.
Children living in foster care are 4 to 5 times more likely to commit suicide than those who are not.
An agenda to submit our current generation of children to a fate far worse than death is being carried out.
I was 5 years old. I was doing dishes. My mom was so mad. She had picked up one of the steak knives and shoved it through my hand and just walked away.
Who will stand in the gap for these children? These are real lives.
Item number one today, yes, we know that getting woke will make you broke, but now we've got statistical proof showing that it also makes you depressed. New study published earlier this month by the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology linked woke beliefs with increased anxiety and depression. The study involved more than 6,000 participants, almost 6,000 participants in Finland, including university faculty, students, members of the general public. Researchers created a simple tool called the Critical Social Justice Attitudes Scale, or CSJAS, to measure attitudes toward what they called critical social justice. Statements like, if white people have on average higher incomes than black people, it's because of racism. Or university reading lists should feature fewer white or European authors. Or microaggressions should be challenged often and actively. They found that, on average, women expressed significantly stronger support for critical social justice positions than men, who showed almost no support for those at all. And researchers found that the critical social justice attitude scale was correlated with depression, anxiety, and lack of happiness. This kind of makes sense. If you're looking for things to complain about and be unhappy about, microaggressions, you would tend to be a less happy person. But they also found that being aligned with liberal political views was an even stronger predictor of lower mental well-being. In other words, get woke, get depressed, but be politically liberal. Well, you might as well forget it. Conservatives, we're happier. That should be a political slogan for 2024. Join the conservatives. We're happier and more mentally healthy. Actually, it's because we have the peace that passes all understanding. Countering the Darkness, Skywatch TV's virtual conference. It's available right now. You get instant access, and you have not lost any time. Even though this has been available since February 29th, you still have 90 days access to all of the presentations, including Dr. Tom Horn's final presentation. And as a free bonus, all six Skywatch Films documentaries. Take advantage of this right now. You can find out more and sign up today. Get instant access and you set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch. DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Speaking of Tom Horn, how did he and Nita Horn meet? It is a heartwarming and actually hilarious story. We've heard this story behind the scenes, and now you will hear it as well. It's part of the forthcoming docuseries, Rescue Us, which is all about why we do what we do with Skywatch TV and our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch. Watch the program right now. The broadcast program is available at our website, as is all of our video content, skywatchtv.com. You can also catch it right now over the air. Our broadcast schedule posted, skywatchtv.com/channels. If you have Roku or Apple TV, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV app installed and you can watch it there. Coming soon in a Fire TV app for you Amazon Fire TV owners. We've got a couple, and we're waiting for this. You can also catch it right now at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. All of our video content is there. Better yet, make sure we never get canceled by downloading the free Skywatch TV mobile app. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can probably cast the video from your phone or tablet directly to your TV using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. We do that a lot here at our house. It's a lot easier than having to plug in cables and run the cables across the living room. Just make sure your phone's well charged, but it is a way to make sure that we never get canceled because the content is hosted by a Christian company. And we will not be canceled from our own app. We've got versions available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Now, in May, early May, May 6th through 13th, Sharon and I are on our own leading a solidarity mission to Israel. Thank you to Joe Horn for giving us permission to talk about this here, because we'd like you to come with us. This will be a small group, just a couple of dozen people, but we're going to bear witness what has happened in Israel without the filter of the corporate media here in the West, distorting things. We will visit the communities in the South that were attacked, including Sderot, where the police station was under, basically besieged by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. We'll see Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, a memorial for those who are still being held in Gaza, And we'll visit an exhibit based on the Nova Music Festival, where those young people were overrun by Hamas terrorists. We'll also see sites in Israel that you will want to see, especially in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the Western Wall, the tunnels under the Temple Mount. And we'll also visit Gush Etzion, which was the site of a key battle in 1948 during the War for Independence. It is essentially Israel's Alamo. It will make you weep, I guarantee you. This will be a very powerful tour, and we hope you join us. You can find out more at our website, gilberthouse.org/travel, gilberthouse.org/travel. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.